1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with olive oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have selected one of his sons as king." But Samuel objected, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord responded, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You will anoint for me the one I will designate to you." So Samuel did what the Lord told him and arrived at Bethlehem. The elders of the town came trembling to meet him, asking, "Do you come in peace?" He said, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." So he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely here is the Lord's anointed standing before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or how tall he is, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things the way a man does, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Aminadab and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse made seven of his sons to pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel asked Jesse, "Are all your children here?" He replied, "There still remains the youngest, but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down until he gets here." So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with beautiful eyes, and handsome. And the Lord said, "Get up, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of olive oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily on David from that day forward. So Samuel got up and returned to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's servants said to him, "Look, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you to find a person who is a skillful musician on the lyre. Then when the evil spirit from God comes on you, he will play the lyre and you will feel better." Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a man who can play well and bring him to me." Then one of the younger men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite who is skillful in playing. He is a valiant warrior, articulate, good-looking, and the Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." Jesse took a donkey, loaded it with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer. Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Please let David stay in my service, for he has found favor in my sight." When the evil spirit from God came on Saul, David would take the lyre and play it. So Saul would be relieved and feel better. Then the evil spirit would leave.